This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Tell someone that they're acting like a salesman, and they'll probably take it as an insult. Call them a used car salesman, and you can get a fist fight. The reality, however, is that we're all salespeople in one way or another. And if you're not selling yourself and your ideas, you may be missing the boat both in life and work. For more, allow me to sell you Daniel Pink, author of To Sell Is Human, The Surprising Truth About Moving Others. Daniel, welcome to the show.
David, thanks for having me.
So I'd like to think that we all don't have an inner car salesman or an inner Fuller Brush Man within us, and yet you say in your book, no, we do, and if we don't, we better find one.
Well, it's not so much the old-fashioned Fuller Brush Man or the old-fashioned car salesman that we have in us, but here's the thing. You know, if you look at the workforce, 1 in 9 people in the U.S. workforce are in sales. Their job is to get people to buy stuff. But I think what's also interesting is that if you look at what that other 8 in 9 does on the job, they're in sales too. They're spending enormous amounts of their time persuading, influencing, convincing people, trying to get them to part with resources, time, attention, effort, make an exchange. So like it or not, we're all in sales now. The good news is that sales isn't what it used to be, so you don't have to be Herb Tarlek or the guys from Glengarry Glen Ross or Willie Loman in order to do this well.
Okay, citing a whole bunch of very famous salesmen right there for everyone trying to keep up at home. When we think about this idea of the pitch and closing the sale, you'd like to think that your life isn't like that. And yet when you break it down, as you do in the book, your whole life throughout the day is a series of pitches and closing the sale.
In some ways, yes. I mean, that's what it is to make progress. That's what it is to be a human being. We're interacting with people. We want people to see things our way. We want to help people join us in making things a little bit different. And all of those are an element of sales. The thing is that in order to do it well, you don't have to be more sleazy. You have to be more human. You have to understand where people are coming from. You have to make things very clear to people. You have to talk in ways that resonate with them and that they can process easily. So this idea that sales is somehow inherently slimy is a relic.
So we've been talking about salesmen. What about saleswomen? Is there a gender difference to the techniques that we're talking about?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. The research is a little bit unclear about that. One of the things that the research shows very clearly is the myth of the extroverted sales star. We have this idea that extroverts make the best salespeople. What some new research from University of Pennsylvania's Adam Grant shows is that strong extroverts are actually terrible salespeople. So are strong introverts. The people who make the best salespeople are the people who are in the middle, what are known as ambiverts. They know when to push. They know when to shut up. They know when to assert. They know when to hold back. And turns out in the distribution of introversion and extroversion in the population, women tend to be a little bit more ambiverted. Women test higher on empathy, which is a facet of attunement. And women in general are better listeners. There are a lot of people like me who with a Y chromosome who think that the opposite of talking is waiting. And that's a bad sales technique.
It's not waiting?
Yeah. It's they're active listening.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember that?
I've heard about
that. Yeah. One of the things about listening, which is such a profoundly important skill, is that no one ever teaches us how to do it. I mean, we have the physiological capacity to hear because we have two ears and a brain that's connected to it. But no one says, how do you learn to listen better?
All right. I know how to sell my ideas to my editor or to a colleague. What if I want to sell myself if I'm out on a date or if I'm meeting somebody for the first time?
Yeah. If you read some of the literature on pickup artists, some of it actually reflects some of the research on attunement. For instance, it sounds duplicitous, but it's really not. This idea of mimicry. Human beings are natural mimickers. And we tend to reflect the postures, the...
Daniel's laughing because I'm doing exactly what he's doing in the same posture.
When we do it effectively, we do it less transparently than that.
You don't notice.
Yeah. We tend to mimic the gestures and the posture and even some of the word choice of people. It's a way we express affinity with them. It's also a way that we actually understand their own perspective. And so, you know, I think it's sort of being conscious that really understanding someone is in some ways a full body effort. It involves your brain. It involves some cognitive skills. It involves some amount of empathy, so some emotional intelligence, but it also involves a kind of physical component of sort of being conscious of how they're sitting, how they're standing. And so my best advice is simply to be conscious of where the other person is coming from. Try to see the world through their point of view. And also, here's the thing. I feel like I'm giving dating advice now rather than harvesting.
Well, finally, some news you can use.
Exactly. Yeah. Harvesting the literature on attunement. But, you know, some of it is being actually genuinely interested in what the other person has to say, asking questions that reflect some actual genuine interest, not working from a script, but actually being genuinely interested. And, you know, I have to say, the best sales job I ever did was 22 years ago when I made a pitch to my now wife to go out on a date with me.
My best sales job, I was working a summer gig when I was a kid. I sold Gene Kelly a pair of shoes.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, it's Gene Kelly. It's not that hard a sale, you know.
Did he dance off?
If only. All right. Well, I'm sold. Daniel H. Pink is the author of To Sell Is Human, The Surprising Truth About Moving Others. Well, you sure persuaded me. Thanks for coming in, Daniel.
Thanks so much for having me.